It's time to experience the Synergy Connection Show with your host, Lucy Forsting.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Synergy Connection Show. And over the past 5 years, I've tried to help people understand how truly complex we are as human beings. So we have this spiritual side, we have a physical side, an emotional side, and a mental or intellectual side. And in order to live your best life, in my estimation at least, it's keeping all of those sides in balance. Because if you let one of them go, you know, you've got a wobbly chair or a wobbly table, and we all know how frustrating that can be if we're in a restaurant and your table is constantly moving or your chair. I was at a restaurant not too long ago, and we were eating outside, and it was like bricks. And so my chair was up on one end, kind of, and then down on another end. And so all dinner long, my chair would go from left to right. And there was nothing I could do about it because we were outside on this patio. So that is the way our life is. And if it's wobbling, then, you know, some part of your life is not in balance. And maybe it's the physical. And I always tell people, go to my website, which is synergyconnectionradio.com. And if you go there, there's a link into Boomers Forever Young. And I've used their products now for 7.5 years. I know it's what kept me very healthy coming through the pandemic. And so I tell people, go there and take a look. We have a brand new product at that company. They sponsor the show. But one of the new products that I'm using is called Myotrol. It's brand new. It's not any place else that you can get it. And it's kind of amazing because it works on different people in different ways. It was meant to help seniors in particular over the age of 50 rebuild muscle, because muscle mass is what you lose as you age. And that's what's holding you upright. And so for people that are aging and losing that muscle mass, it's easier to fall because you don't have the muscles supporting you anymore. And so Myotrol does definitely do that, but it also works on concentration and focus. And that's something else that as you get older, you know, everybody's walked into a room and gone, why did I come in here? And so that's part of the aging process. Myotrol seems to work there as well. So it's all FDA approved, and it's never been put together in this particular way. So you'll be able to get it. We sold out. I mean, you know, Boomers sold out in one day with the first order. And it's not going to be back in stock until the end of May, the first part of June. And we have a huge waiting list of people who can't wait to get their hands on this because it's something that impacts all of us. So check out Myotrol. It's spelled M-Y-O-T-R-O-L, Myotrol. And I think it's going to be a revolutionary product for boomers in particular, but anybody who is exercising. They're talking about endurance, they're talking about stamina, and they're talking about muscle growth that's coming back that hasn't been there for a while. And a lot of men, as well as women, you know, want that nice definition. They don't want flabby arms or, you know, skinny little legs running around, you know, over the age of 40 or 50. So anyways, check it out. It's really cool. I have as my guest today, Mary Crawford, and we're going to be talking about communicating with animals. And I know my cat, I've always had animals, and my cat is 13, and she definitely communicates with me. Dogs are easier from what I understand, because they identify with our language a little bit better. But some of this is like mental telepathy, right?
Well, animals communicate not so much with words, but with pictures or feelings with me anyway, and with other animal communicators that I know of. So yeah, mental telepathy, it's energy. Mm-hmm. You know, the work that I do with humans is energetic. It's quantum physics. It's connecting with their energy across many, many miles without any hindrance at all.
So what do you, can I ask, like, do you use a picture Or is there like a camera that's focused on the animal and then you can connect
Okay,
that way?
not a camera. A picture helps. I often ask the client to send me a picture of their face when they're looking at you so
Okay.
that I see their face. But I can do it without that as well.
So I have another quick question to ask before I forget it. And that's, I've had several people ask me over the years, like, will my pet tell me when they're ready to die? You know,
Yes.
because so many of them are afraid that they're going to be at work or, you know, maybe they're going to go on vacation and they don't want to not be present. So can you tell if an animal is just ready to leave?
I've had that happen. I've had that happen where animals will tell me that they're not ready, that they still, and usually the thing is it's usually not when they're ready, but when the human is ready to let them go. They know when their person is ready to let them go, and
Really?
that's they'll leave. And so if they know that, in the work that I do, I've been working with humans for over 20 years, but animals for off and on throughout that time as well. And it usually when I'm working with a client who has an animal issue, it's more the issue of the human. The person, what are they afraid of? What are they anxious about? And animals pick that up so fast. And they think it's their job. They believe, they know that it's their job to help their human. It, with dogs, they will take on and hold on to that energy for you. With cats, they're clearing it. They're
Oh,
needing you,
really?
and they're actually
The what do they call that? That they
they're needing you. Like kneading bread, and they're
yeah.
actually clearing that energy for you. But there are some things that even cats can't handle. If you have time for a quick story, I'll tell you one about a cat.
Absolutely. And then I'm going to share something about my own cat. So tell your story.
Okay. So I had a client who called me and said, "Why is my cat knocking this portrait off the wall? This picture off the wall?" It wasn't really a portrait. It was a painting. These people were art collectors. They had paintings throughout their house. And this was a painting hanging in the husband's office. And the cat always would knock it off the wall. In addition, the cat would not let the dog into that room. It would hiss. It would block the dog. It would keep the dog out of the room. And so I connected with the cat. And the cat immediately told me, and this was in human words, which doesn't always happen, "It's evil, get it out of here. It's evil, get it out of here." So
Really?
I asked the owners, "What was this painting?" And the painting was actually named like a devil name. And it was a kind of a modern art depiction of a devil. And so I checked into the painting. Turned out that it was a portal for dark energy to come into the house. And when an artist paints a painting, they're putting all their emotion into that work.
Yes.
And so this particular artist must have been in a pretty dark place when they painted that painting. And
Wow.
that energy was in the painting. So we closed the portal. We cleared all the dark energy out of the painting. And they hung it back up. And the cat was fine from then on. Never knocked it off again.
Did he let the dog come into the office?
Yes, the dog was allowed in, the cat
Okay.
was fine. So then I asked them to send me, I do house clearings as well. So I asked them to send me just a really easy floor plan of their house and put little X's wherever paintings were on the walls. And I ended up clearing like 20% of the other paintings they had as well. So just clearing that energy out so that you can bring more light into your house. And animals are so attuned to that. They know when there's something. Like, have you ever had, if you notice with your cat, has it ever like stared in a corner when there was nothing there? Just kind of stared at that place or perked up when you didn't hear any noise, but they suddenly just perked up and started looking around. Have you
Yeah,
seen?
I've seen that.
Yeah. So they're sensing energy and they can tell when there's like even a car driving by that has somebody that has really dark energy, they'll sense that, and they're kind of letting you know, be aware, be on the lookout. So yeah, so that was my quick story. So
Well, I think that that's all so fascinating because, they don't speak our language, but we can certainly be very aware of theirs in their own way. My cat's name is Cheyenne, but I spell it Shy because she was very, very shy. She was a outdoor feral cat, and she was born, oh gosh, 13 years ago now. But her mother was very pregnant and then wasn't. And then she started bringing, excuse me, these little kittens when they were like 3 weeks, maybe 4 weeks old. She would bring them to the porch because she knew I was going to feed it because I fed her. So she figured, well, you're going to feed my babies. And I did. And, so this little one stayed outside for maybe the first 8 months of her life. Her mother got pregnant again. Same thing, she was bringing the, well, no, she didn't bring these babies because she showed up, thin. And so I knew she had had them. But then a couple of weeks into feeding her again, she didn't come. And I woke up one morning, probably she hadn't come for like 3 days, and I was beginning to worry. But I woke up one morning, and in my head, I heard the word save my babies. And I was like, okay, something's happened to her. So we went into the neighborhood where I knew she was living under a bush or something. And I started showing pictures because I had taken pictures of her. And one man said, oh, I think that's the cat that died. And do you want to identify her? And so he unwrapped because she hadn't been taken away by the trash. He hadn't buried her, but he'd put her in a towel. And definitely it was the mother. And so then the neighborhood kids all found these little babies. But I got to thinking, one of her babies was this Cheyenne. And I knew that she wouldn't have her mother anymore, and she hadn't never gotten pregnant yet. So I had a friend who helped me get her and take her to be spayed. My friend didn't read the fine print, which said, make sure to feed the cats because they do them last, and they'll go into hypoglycemic shock if they haven't been fed. And sure enough, she did, and she died on the table. And so they brought her back. The vet brought her back, but he wasn't sure if she would be, brain damaged or something else. And so as soon as my friend brought her back home, and we took the carrier top off, Cheyenne heard my voice. And she moved because Becky thought she was going to be dead. And I said, well, Beck, she's not dead yet. And I work with energy. I'm a Reiki master, but I also do just energy transfers. And so I started working with her. Now, she to this day is absolutely glued to me. And so I think my energy is still in her. I think when that transfer happened, that it just made it, I don't know whether it shaped her DNA differently or what, but she is not like normal cats. And people that have met her, say they've never had a cat respond the way she does. So I think there's something that kind of got changed at that moment when she was between life and death, and it's still with her. Is that possible?
Oh, sure, absolutely.
Hmm.
Everything that we're experiencing in this life is just what we've created. Everything is malleable, everything is changeable. And it's basically what you want to happen is what can happen. So DNA is something that I work with all the time. You can change DNA. You can turn it off. You can turn it on. Yeah, absolutely. And animals, obviously, I can imagine you attracting a lot of animals because you have the energy that is that energy of love and light and all animals are attracted to that. So, yeah, totally possible.
It was so funny when her mother was alive. I would come home from, I was, a therapist in the schools at that point, and I would come home and they knew roughly what time I would be home. And so the mother And at that time, Cheyenne was one of five. And so there were four males and just her. They would all be lined up. But after a little bit, I had a raccoon and a possum that joined the group. And they all were very respective. And so I had like a plate kind of for each one of them. It got a little expensive because I was feeding so
Imagine.
many of them. But it was just so sweet. And one day when I got home, the raccoon was walking towards me on his back legs,
Yeah.
like how they do.
I've
And
seen him
that was
do
a little
that.
frightening because I was like, wait a minute, buddy. I need to get in the door and I need to get your food. But he was like, I want my dinner now.
Oh
So
my gosh. Well, at
it
least you weren't feeding bear cubs. Can you imagine how that could turn out?
that would not be good. No, that would not be good. So what are some of the other did you ever work with animals like at a zoo or anything like that where you were
I
working?
have not. I've worked with horses and birds and cats and dogs and yeah, mostly domestic animals. Yeah.
So
So
give me a horse
horses are
story.
amazing. Oh
Yeah,
my
I was going to
gosh.
say, give me a horse story.
Well, one of the very early ones that I did is kind of a sad story, but it had a happy ending. So this horse, a man, he bought the horse, and it was a horse that people were saying, no good, nobody can ride this horse. And so he brought this horse, and he loved this horse. He was taking really good care of it. He would always walk it around, and just give it a lot of love and talk to it and everything. But the horse still would not let him ride it. He could not get on the horse's back at all. And so what happened is that when I worked with the horse, I discovered that this particular horse was remembering a past life that had a really traumatic energy. And the past life, in this past life, the horse was owned by an African American man who was put on the horse and blindfolded and put a noose around his neck. And then they beat the horse until the horse moved out from under it.
Oh,
And
gosh.
so the horse was holding on to this energy of being responsible for its owner's death.
Sure.
And so after clearing, we were, what the thing about energy is when you bring it up, and whether it's a memory or whatever, when we bring it up and really surround it with love and let it release, then it can be really gone. It can be gone. And so we released it, and after that, he could ride the horse. So,
Was the horse aware of the energy being released? Like, was it like, thank you for getting rid of this?
yeah, it was like just a relief. It was an energy of relief and an energy of almost, at first it was kind of an energy of disbelief. Is this really happening? But then it was like just gone. It was gone. Animals can release sometimes so much easier than we as humans can, because we have so many beliefs around what's possible, and animals don't hold those beliefs. They're so present in the here and now. Even though this was an energy that this horse had carried from another life, it still was in this here and now, and easily, oh yeah, that gone. That's okay. It's gone. I'm done. Let's move on. So yeah, they don't hold grudges.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if people could be more like that? Because I mean, you and I both know how many times animals have been abused. You know, dogs that are left in the yard where it's cold, and that one ad that they always have for raising money. I can't watch it because the eyes of the animals just are
Yeah,
so sad.
the PETA ads and stuff. No, I can't watch those. There, animals do carry trauma, and trauma can affect them physically. There was a dog that I worked with who she was having a lot of internal problems and they couldn't pinpoint what was going on. And then I saw her having like just a lot of bleeding, and it turned out when we look back in the history that she had had a C-section for delivery of puppies, and there was just a lot of trauma around the birth of those puppies, and that she almost died. And so we were able to bring up that trauma energy and just help her to release it. And after that, everything healed up internally and she was fine. But she had been holding on to that trauma energy a little bit. And it's not like they intentionally hold on to it or they just keep remembering, but it's stuck in their body.
Well,
And so.
think of the animals that are beaten, by somebody. And I'm sure whenever you approach an animal that's, suffered that, they withdraw, they back up from you or something. So I'm sure that any kind of trauma, whether it's a cesarean, delivery or somebody that's beating a cat or a dog or a horse, they have to hold on to that. And there's some fear that's involved.
I had another client with a dog who, a big dog, it wasn't a little puppy, it was a good size, like 80, 90 pound dog, was afraid to go downstairs.
Oh,
He had to carry it down the stairs every time they wanted to go down the stairs.
80 pounds.
Big dog. And they had no idea what had happened. They couldn't remember any trauma or anything that had happened, and they had it since it was a puppy. But at some point, maybe they weren't even around when this happened, the puppy had fallen down some steps
Oh.
and created this fear energy around going down the stairs. It was great going up, could just fly up the stairs, just could not go down.
Isn't it?
So we cleared that energy, and then it was fine going up and down the stairs. But so you never know. You never know what you're going to run into.
So how did you ever get into this field?
Having animals myself. I've been doing energy work for a long time, way even before I started doing it professionally. And I've had so many cats in my life, but two beautiful golden retrievers as well. And the golden retrievers were very responsive to communication. And it never even occurred to me that other people weren't trying to communicate with their animals. Like I would be walking one of the dogs and I would suddenly get the I'd see a lady like up the way watering her grass, and I'd suddenly get this feeling of I'm thirsty. And so we would go up to the woman and say, would you mind if my dog had a little drink of the water? And yep, that was what they wanted. And even everywhere I went, I would get messages, I'm tired, I'm thirsty, watch out for that person, or just little thoughts like that would just pop in. And so I think a person who's really attached to their animal can feel those moods, can feel those energies pretty easily if they pay attention. If they just are open to that and know that the animal is communicating with them. Have you seen any of the things like on Instagram and YouTube where animals are communicating by stepping on these buttons that say words?
I have, which is really, really neat.
I saw one recently where a cat was stepping on the word ouch, ouch, and then it stepped on the word bubbles. And then it stepped on the word smell. And it turns out that the owners were deep cleaning their bathroom. And the cat was trying to tell them that the smell was hurting. And how amazing is that? I mean,
How would they have even known to choose that? So I mean, that is crazy. Wow.
So animals are amazing. And the thing that so some of the things I've seen with horses is they have really profound messages for us. Actually, dogs do as well. Cats so much maybe don't care to to get into it, but I had one client whose horse just went on and on about how much the horse loved her and not to worry about him. He was going to be around for a long time. And he started giving her information about her future and the children she was going to have and how he wanted to be part of that. And it just went on and on. It was just awesome. And I remember when one of our dogs crossed over, we communicated with him after he had crossed over, which is not something I normally do, but because it was my own dog, I did. And we had the whole family kind of sitting around the table while we went into this communication. And he had a really profound message for every person at that table about
Like
their
what kind of
future,
message?
things about their future, like you should try this more, or you should look at changing the paint color of your room because it'll have a different energy for you, or you should, I mean, just really interesting things about their work, about their health, just lots of things like that.
So is it possible that a lot of animals, maybe all animals, I don't know, in the wild as well as domesticated, is it possible that they are like angelic spirits and that they can communicate, but they've taken the form of an animal?
I wouldn't say no. I mean, I don't think all of them are, but absolutely. I don't think that they ever leave us. I think they are always kind of around us. If we have a really strong attachment to an animal that's crossed over, I think they're always still around looking out for us and giving us little hints of what to watch out for or which way to go or something like
Right,
that.
right.
Hold on, I just got to turn my heater off. It's getting warm in here. Okay.
So that's truly quite amazing because the profound type of message, like that your dog gave to individuals that, he was connected to, but not on that level, to be able to give that kind of message kind of would indicate to me at least that these are more like angelic type spirits that see more, understand more from the other side, and then are able to communicate, in your case, those type of messages, because that's very unique, to say the least.
Yeah, well, they come, I believe all animals come to the planet as some form of service to humanity. Even
Even
the birds
huh?
come here to help spread seeds and bring joy and laughter and just,
You're familiar with like what's referred to as totem animals, because I have certain animals. I was on a vacation a number of years ago in Georgia, in the Georgia Mountains, and we rented an Airbnb, and we were told that deer would come because they were used to being fed some corn. So we had the idea that we'd take some apples as well as corn. And the very first morning that we got up, there was a whole herd. There were a couple of small ones and a buck and a number of does. And I would say there was maybe a total of seven or eight adults and maybe three young ones that were prancing all around. And one of the does locked eyes with me, and because I was out there like in a nightshirt, but I was offering an apple. I wanted to see if any of them would come and get it from my hand because they were wild, but I was sending the message that, you are loved and this is safe. And this one literally walked up one little step at a time until she got to my hand. And then she took it out of my hand. And so I have a picture of her doing that. And we've asked people, have you ever had an animal, that's wild, technically, that would do that? And they said, no, never. So it was a unique experience, but I do think that you can project and let an animal know. Dragonflies are always around me. No matter where I am, if it's dragonfly season, I have them all around me. And I know that those are spiritual signs if you look up the meaning of some of these animals. So.
I had I love to garden. I grow a lot of vegetables and things outside. And I have a neighbor who feeds the squirrels, like buckets of peanuts. And they would always come and bury them in my garden. In some cases, actually dig up my plants to bury their peanuts. And
Because you had already fixed the soil just right for them.
yeah, so I had this ongoing battle with these squirrels. And then I realized, I just need to talk to them. And since I've started doing that, everything has shifted. They don't dig up my plants. And sometimes there's a new one that comes along that I have to talk to again, the babies and you can go here, you can go there, but not in my garden, and they listen. Plus, it's sometimes if I'll see them outside and I'll just be sending them a message, they'll stop and they'll look at me, or they'll come and they'll jump on the windowsill and just, it's kind of like they're saying I'm here and I'm listening. But yeah, I think that you can talk to, there's so many stories about crows and how brilliant they are, how they take care of you if you send them love. So yeah, there's animals are amazing.
They truly are. Well, our show is over for today. You're going to be back with me in mid-August or thereabouts. And so let everybody know how they can reach you if they would like to contact you and have you work with them and their animals.
Yeah, absolutely. My website is thejoyofbeingwell.com. And you can go to the menu and click on Animal Sessions, Animal Healing, and you'll be able to read about it and schedule a session there. There's always ways to contact me on the website as well, or you can contact Mary at thejoyofbeingwell.com.
Thank you very much for being my guest today.
You're
And
welcome.
everybody, please go out there and share this show because I think the majority of people have an animal that they truly love, whether it's a bird or a cat or a dog or a horse or a pet raccoon, maybe. But we all have the capacity to love and to share our lives with our four-legged friends. So
Yeah.
thanks, Mary, for being on the show. Be sure to check out all the other shows that are on the website. Again, synergyconnectionradio.com. There's 400 plus shows there now. And love to have you check out some of my other guests. I think everyone is remarkable. So go out there and make it a wonderful day. And we'll see you next time on the Synergy Connection Show.
Boomers Forever Young is really making a name for themselves as an exciting nutritional company with products that really work. People from all over the country are starting to take notice. Their whole person approach to health and wellness, combined with their unique array of powerful natural health products, are setting them apart from all the other companies in the nutrition industry. Their customers love the one-on-one free consultations and the results they experience. Sound a little too good to be true? Then go online to boomerboost.com today and sign up for a free consultation with a product specialist, or just give us a call at 1-800-861-4609. Again, that's boomerboost.com, or call 1-800-861-4609 to join the thousands already experiencing the benefits of Boomers Forever Young products.